For the first two Sundays of Advent, the priest and deacon have worn purple or violet vestments. Today we wear rose because it is Gaudete Sunday. Gaudete, as you know, means rejoice, and rose is a bright and beautiful color of rejoicing for this third Sunday of Advent. Gaudete Sunday affirms the value of rejoicing. Isaiah, in our first reading, rejoices heartily in the Lord who is the true joy of his soul. In our responsorial psalm, we acclaim together with Mary, "My soul rejoices in my God." In the second reading, Paul encourages the Thessalonians to rejoice always and do not quench the Spirit. The rejoicing we are experiencing and sharing with others is a good and holy gift. And despite all that is going on in our world today and in our own lives, we can enjoy these times, giving thanks to God for the gift of family and friends. Gaudete Sunday not only affirms the value of rejoicing, it also gives us reasons for rejoicing. Isaiah rejoices as he brings glad tidings of God's vindication for his people. Mary rejoices in the fulfillment of God's promise to send a Messiah. John the Baptist cries out in the desert because the Lord, the Messiah, is on his way. Paul rejoices as God prepares his people for the return of the risen Lord. Through Isaiah, Mary, John, and Paul, God gives hope to his people waiting for redemption. Blessed with this hope, they can wait with rejoicing. My sisters and brothers, we are God's people today, waiting with rejoicing what God has already accomplished and will yet to accomplish through his Son, Jesus Christ, a hope that prepares our hearts and makes straight the way of Christ in our lives. Gaudete Sunday serves as a reminder that Advent waiting is a joyful, hope-filled waiting, waiting for Christmas and for the coming of the Lord Jesus at the end of time. Too soon, after Christmas, the carols on the radio will stop, the decorations in the stores and streets will come down, and we will see the Christmas trees that once beautifully graced the homes now lying on the curbside. But for the church, rejoicing goes on. Our Advent rejoicing becomes Christmas rejoicing, up to the celebration of the baptism of Jesus, well into the January. And so rejoicing carries us into the new year and new celebrations of God's redeeming love. So no matter what the colors of the season, violet, purple, red, or green, every time that we gather in faith in God's presence to hear his word and to welcome the Lord and our King into our hearts through the Holy Eucharist, let us do so with rejoicing and love. My sisters and brothers, through the grace of his word and sacrament, our Lord sustains us in joyful hope, not only for Advent and Christmas, but for every season of the liturgical year, as we await the coming of God's kingdom and of our Savior at the end of time. May God's blessings be with you this evening and throughout the week ahead.